Hey, this is John Boy back at you. And I just want to get back out there at you. You know, I haven't been hollering at you out there for a while. And right now, you know, we're just sitting up here early in the morning looking at the clock digitally. It shows 6:32 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And, you know, we real with it. We back with you. Just giving you some reviews on the good bud. And we do mean the good bud. And Colorado is classified as top shelf and private stock. Now just take a moment and kind of swish that around like you would your ice in your drink in your head for a moment. Top shelf, private stock. And if you listen to or you follow me and you listen to all my few presentations, which, you know, I'm not the broadcast regular that gets up, you know, excited every morning, you know, mid-morning, you know, ready to get the fresh daily broadcasts out. But I do enjoy, you know, programs, news and broadcasts and information giving kind of presentations. So I'm here today again, back at you. Like I said, no particular schedule. I don't have no agenda. I don't have no kind of, you know, format set up here. I'm just coming at you live, real, and just down to earth. Again, you know, it's a John Wayne thing, John Boy, you know, however you want to call me. Some people refer to me ever since I was born as Fatty. You know, that's F-A-T-T-Y, F-A-T-T-I-E, however you want to spell it, but it all means fatty, and it doesn't have anything to do, any joke on anyone, you know, as a human being a little thick or something like that there, because I like them thicky, thicky, thick, you know what I mean, however you get it, you know what I mean, I could take it, you know how it go, and in this day and time, you got to be happy and content. Especially when you're living swell and life is tough all over. I mean, the common denominator, tough, is for everybody. But, you know, in these days and time, they got that medicine. You know what I mean? Those that like that medicine. And so, you know, that's why I get out here and I let those that, you know, like that medicine and prefer that medicine, not got to have that medicine. And we ain't, you know, trying to create no crackheads, you know what I mean, up here, you know what I mean, on the weed side. The weed has always been there, naturally. It's been the natural plant. The Native Americans can tell you about it. They smoked the peace pipe, you know, way back in the day, okay? And brothers know about everything because they was betwixt and between all the races, you know what I mean? The one man that the white man loved to hate is who? I'll let you take it from there. But anyway, get back to the weed thing. Okay, so anyway, I'm sitting up here right now in my hands with something that's called Special Ops Number 2. Really, it is one of the best and hottest flavors up there recreationally or medicinally, however you like it. You understand me? They got it. And That's the way we do it up here in Colorado. You know what I mean? It's real. It's very real up in here. You can go into a dispensary, the formal name for the weed shops, and you can shop just like you at Walmart. And the Walmart of the dispensaries is the medicine man. And I share that with you over and over again. Not that a medicine man has given me any dollars or there's anything underhanded going on here with skullduggery, nothing like that. Just simply information, just simply an individual that likes to speak it up, tell it like it is, especially to those who I care about, friends, people I do know, people I don't know, you know what I mean? People who travel, you know, to and fro, maybe momentarily a relative, something happens to them, or, you know, they're going out for a family picnic, or they just got some business and travels in the area. And, you know, hey, you stopping through Colorado and you want to know, you know, is that thing true about? Yes. And the first place I would encourage you to try it out would be the Medicine Man. They have three stores here in the Colorado area. One in North Denver, which if you're traveling or driving on the freeway, you can easily get off on the freeway and back on. Because I believe it's 70 you can get off on. And it's, yeah, so if you're, if, no matter what, if you're traveling on the freeway, all you have to do is just put the medicine man in your GPS and it'll come up. And the one on North Denver, that would be the one that I would, 47th and Nome. You get off on Peoria if you're on the freeway, whatever direction you're going, Peoria, P-E-O-R-I-A, Peoria Street exit. Get off there, go north to 47th, and then travel west to Nome. Just turn right there on Nome. You'll see a post office. Right behind it is the, of course, the feds would be right there on top of it. You know how the feds do. So anyway, yes, the post office, and it's for real. Sitting right there on off of 47th and Nome is the main office for, called the Medicine Man. Man, I'm telling you, you won't believe it. And ever since I moved to Colorado 6-7 years ago, man, I haven't believed it. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, you go from getting pot from some people that you've been knowing for life in your neighborhood, you know, different, you know, folks that you could get it from. Some got it commercial, some got it, you know, straight up bud exclusive, you know, and you know how it is. Everybody got a name for it. But up here, like I said, the categories is, remember, top shelf and private stock. So it just depends on what, where your money at. And everybody's money sometimes ain't going to be great. It might be funny. That's okay. You know what I mean? Because up here, they got what they call shake. Yeah, that's it. Like, shake that thing. Shake that thing. They got shake, you know, which it ain't going to be all butted up and everything. You know what I'm saying? But they do got some pretty butted up stuff up here. And just keep in mind, when you're looking at all them top shelf options, and you can compare top shelf with private stock, because they got more top shelf than they do private stock. Private stock is very exclusive, and they'll let you smell it. They'll let you see it right in the jar. And, you know, I mean, it's pretty. It's purple. It's all them colors you can see and been told about and all that there. You know, way back in the day, they had all them names, you know. And I never got hung up on the names. I was always one for quality more so than quantity. And I apply that also to life. So anyway, so yeah, I'm up here with this special ops. And man, let me tell you, shit. I mean, you can wake up. It's a sativa brand. You know, and you know the difference between sativa and indica, because a lot of that kind of, you know, language is up here. And I mean, back in the neighborhood, we might just call, man, what you want to be? Up or down, you know what I mean? Well, up is sativa, down is indica. Just simple as it is, keeping it simple. You know what I mean? Not trying to get it on the medical or doctor level, you know what I mean? We ain't went to school to be no doctors and lawyers and all that there, but we real up in here. So we just telling it like it is, you know, real. And so anyway, I'm gonna say the weed is good up in here. That's the main thing I'm trying to say. You understand me, dig? That's why I call it weed feed. Because the weed is good up in here. And not that we all some junkies, you know what I mean? Like, you know, my hucks you see on the streets, on crack and all that there. You know, we working, respectful folks. You know what I mean? Doing it for real, living it for real, waking up every day, facing the nation. You know what I mean? We ain't tripping. We real, you know. So like I say, I hail from Nebraska. Omaha is a city. Ain't many of us there. About 14% given the whole population of the state. You know, if you know Malcolm X, you know anything about Malcolm X, you follow Malcolm X, you know about Omaha. So I ain't gonna go much further. I was fortunate enough to get up out of there. And now, like I said, I landed about 500 miles away in the in a free well, not say, in a land that was a little bit better. Promised land is what I like to refer to it as. Because, you know what I mean? Oh, I sit down there in Nebraska, you know what I mean? With all that Republican and all that conservative and everything, you understand what I mean? They, with a little bit of, what they call, you know how they we got them words. And they say that liberalism, you know, they got a little bit of that liberalism on top of all that conservatism up in there. Even though their color is red, and I do like that big red down there for them Cornhuskers supporting them brothers who could make it down in there, you understand me? They can do well, you know what I mean? You understand me? Nice little college down there, university. I did also get some credits up there in that university, and it was swell carrying them on down through life with me. I would say that the University of Nebraska, let me give a stand out. Shout out to them, Omaha or Lincoln, is good for a brother to get on down there and get that knowledge. And if you got some athleticism under your belt, I would say work it, you know, to the fullest of extent that you can. And just be aware that, you know, you don't want to get hung up with the white girl syndrome, because it's really good there in Lincoln from small town girls coming from all over Nebraska. Never ever putting their eye on a brother except for on one of the TVs and shit, one of the three channels that they may have had out there in rural Nebraska. But when they come to Lincoln, their show is full of excitement and curiosity and looking to answer their questions. So it's a fun city, very exciting city, but you do got to be careful if you're a brother. Like I said, if you get hung up in the black, white kind of thing, you know what I mean, interracial thing, you got to be watching that. And any kind of dating that you do nowadays, always going back to Tyson. It ain't only the white girls you got to be concerned about. So there you go. I ain't going to get hit on subjects like that too much. Cause like I say, you know, life is what it is, you know, and we all living it out here. You know, common denominator, you understand me, you know, is real. That's mine. And whatever your numerator is, you know what I mean, that might be whatever it is. But you know what I'm saying? Common denominator is what it is, you know. So it's a proper fraction, or is it a improper fraction? That's how we living it in life, percentages. So anyway, getting on back to that weed thing, man, let me tell you, man, this special ops up in here, and they got some burning fire weed up in here, man, and I mean it's burning fire. And I went there to the studio the other day, I mean, to the dispensary the other day. And man, oh man. Yeah, I went to the dispensary the other day and kind of just checked up on some things, and they had dark ops. And I said, what the hell is dark ops? You already got the one here, special ops. He said, oh, it was just the plant came back a little bit darker. So they called it darker ops. Oh man. And they got the other one called rocket fuel, just like it sound, fuel you put in a rocket. God damn it, I'm telling you, it's woo, off the hen's head. Both sativa, both sativa, both sativa. And don't get me wrong, Emerald OG, I've said this also to a couple of other presentations, you know, there's some things that you encounter, and like I said, and keep in mind those two categories, top shelf, private stock. But the first time I ever smoked a private stock, Emerald OG was one of the ones that I tested. Oh, man, I didn't want to smoke nothing else. I kept buying it. And right today, I still buy that. It's one of the hot brands, just like G6. At one time, it was a hot brand, you know. But right now, it's just on the top shelf level. I'm a private stock connoisseur. I like it private. I like it real. And I won't. You know, the good shit. You know what I mean? Life is short, and you want to enjoy it to the fullest. Don't let nobody tell you nothing else to any other extent. But, you know, however you live it and choose it, make your options. That's the way it is. But the way I'm seeing it out here, weed is up the off of what they call them youngsters say, out the hens and. Believe me, that weed up in here in Colorado is out the hens there, and it's very good. And I'm telling you, very, very good. So just remember, when you come up in here and you're traveling through here, you ain't going to be living up in here, whatever, top shelf, private stock. If you ain't got that dollar like that there, then go ahead and remember, shake. Man, what you got shaky up in here that a brother can get? Y'all them buds ain't up in a row. You know what I mean? Everybody ain't got their buds in a row all the time. So, you know, you ain't got the money ain't right. Everything ain't running right for you. You know what I mean? You got to keep money for gas and everything like that there. We understand. If you're living like that, just, you know, ask them for that shaky. You know what I mean? Life is kind of shaky for you. They got some shake for you. And it's still going to be good. Only thing difference is this the bottom of the bag instead of the top of it. Shit, I take the bottom. I take the middle. I don't care where it is. It's all weed. You know what I mean? You can throw the motherfucking stems on up in there for me. And you throw the seeds, all that shit out. Sort that motherfucking shit out. Just do what I got to do. Smash the motherfucking seeds up. Cut the motherfucking stems up. You understand me? It's all weed to me. You understand me? I come from the true old school, you know what I mean? And I don't roll it in joints, I don't roll it in blunts. I smoke it in glass, the finest I can get it. And I want mine pure, you understand me? That's why I just grind it up, pop it out of there, you know what I mean? Put it on the, you know what I mean, on the pan, you know what I mean? And then put it on in the glass. And I keep it nice and clean so I can see it as I suck it down good. But I'm just telling you, man, you know, it's good up in here. And I mean, Bud is good up here. So just hold on a minute and let me hit something here. You know what I mean? Why, you know, this ain't no commercial break. You know what I mean? We want to keep it real. You understand me? But, you know, we smoking up in here. We smoking good up in here. And I mean, we smoking good up in here. You know what I mean? And it smoke good. And it's all good. It's legal where I'm at. So anybody want you know, poke a finger and use all that old culture shit. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? That's another way. They just getting a nigga, you know what I mean? All that. I don't want to hear all that motherfucking shit, nigga. Shit, I've been doing this shit since I was 15. And I made this a choice and an option for me. I don't drink alcohol, okay? Don't knock it. Don't knock it for the Native American, you know what I mean? Selling New York, you know, to the white man and everything for $24, $25, you know what I mean, at the time. But they was drinking and everything. I don't know what they were thinking, you understand me? But that's the way history reflect. But nevertheless, fuck history. I'm living it, okay? I'm living an example of history, life, whatever you want to call it. And I'm also a living example of being for real. Not being fake. Now let me hit this bud right here. Oh man. You know, one thing about a glass pipe, when you got your bud up in there, you ain't got no paper in there, you know, like you do with them blunts. You know what I mean? Smoking that cigar paper shit that the white man done killed. I don't know how many people with all that paper, tobacco and shit. I ain't never heard of no motherfucker dying from a glass pipe in the contents of marijuana. I ain't never heard of no motherfucker. Show me some stats where a motherfucker died. I got a cancer from marijuana. It's strictly medicine. Just like back in the day, the Native American offered the white man to come smoke the peace pipe. That's what I'm talking about. That kind of bud, you know, when it was covered wagon, before there was rubber, there was covered wagon and horses, you know, just beating it on rock dirt, okay? And back then, that plant was still in the ground, just not discovered yet. And once you put some fire to it, like Cat Williams say, you got yourself something. And the Native Americans, they was with the nature. They knew that though. And that's why this show, I don't say it's stereotypical. I think it's part of life that was real. They were smoking peace pipe. And that's what I'm telling. That's what I'm talking about right now. Peace pipe. Whatever you want to call it. Some people want to call it dope. Nope. It's simply not that there. It's the same thing as you put your light to your charcoal. And you want to make your meat taste charcoal. That's the way you like it. Barbecue, however you want it. you know what I mean, beef or pork, however you choose it, whatever options. You put it on the grill, whether even if you don't do meat, but you'd say, I still eat fish. Okay, so you have your little salmon, however you want it. That's what I'm telling you about life. Life is real up in here. We got choices. And in Colorado, my option is I love bud. And for those who don't do it, you know what? Once in your lifetime, I suggest, I don't care about that shit you're talking about when you was a kid. You better try it now. Because it's a lot different than when you was a kid. And it's great. Like Tony the motherfucking Tiger say, great. Yes, that be you did. I mean, great. That's what I'm talking about. So if you pass it through Colorado, remember, John Boy getting ready to sign out now and talk to you a little bit on this presentation. You know what I mean? 20 minutes or more. I generally go 30, you know. But this time, I'm going to cut the little corner, you know what I mean? Drop off here, you know what I mean? That 20-something, you know what I mean? So, like I say, this is another presentation of Weed Feed. John Wayne thing, just being real with you. Not trying to, you know, mislead nobody. Not trying to influence nobody. Basically, just letting you know what the weed industry, what the best dispensary that my experiences in the 6 years that I've been here, what I have experienced consistently, good weed, low prices, Medicine Man, the Walmart of the dispensary. I say that over and over and over again. Why? Because occasionally I go up in the mountains. Occasionally I go various different places in Colorado and I go to odd brand places, odd brand time, just like a Negro showing up in the middle of nowhere, you know what I mean? And everybody going, what the fuck, where that Negro come from? You understand? You know how you feel if you've been in them kind of situation. I don't feel no motherfucking way, but hello. You understand me? And I definitely checked out the dispensaries and them kind of places. And man, shit, I'm in a couple places in Colorado where a brother wouldn't think of going. And they had a dispensary there. And they carry a diesel brand. Every time I go, you know, kind of out west in different places. And sometimes they have that brand here locally. But out there, that diesel brand seems to be something that is common. And it is really good. And so I want to encourage you, if you do go out in the western part of Colorado, not only the main parts, they do have dispensaries, but I would encourage you to check because not all the little cities do participate. One other thing I want to share with you is me and the wife had an opportunity to go out to California. And man, shoot, California is where I kind of grew up. When I was 15, 16, I never will forget my partner, Frank, invited me to his modified garage into his and his brother's bedroom. And the lights, the walls had black lights. And those were black light posters, and he had black lights all over his modified garage bedroom. And I remember the very first time in California, Seaside was the city. He offered me a joint, and that was the first time that I had got acquainted with smoking weed. In California, Seaside, California, Monterey, Pacific Grove is a beautiful, beautiful city. You can Google that if you want to, but I was 15 back at the time. I was growing up, and the neighborhood was full of nothing but beautiful, beautiful ladies, which, you know, I got very familiar with back at the time, had lots of friends, lots of things going on. California at age 15, I can tell you it was beautiful. And I remember my dad taught me everything I knew, and I mean everything I know right today. I still, Lord bless you, he's my stepfather, but I want to say this about him. He taught me a lot of things. Just like I talk a lot, he talked a lot. His name was Roy. He gave me everything I got in life. And I want to always bow down and take a moment to to thank Roy, because Roy, I remember, he gave me everything. And I remember he told me everything. He taught me everything. He used to show me in books while we talked. I mean, and listen to jazz music or update beat music, whatever. He always had a nice stereo, nice sound, Bose, back in the day, B-O-S-E, he taught me. You know, those kind of nice things and quality and hearing and listening with two ears versus one and the mind's third eye and all those kind of subjects and different things like that there. I thank you, Roy, for your depth, because that's what made me who I am today. And don't y'all get it twisted. Just because I'm advocating the smoking bud don't mean that I'm some dumb Negro, you know what I mean, that go around you under there, yes, there be Charlie. No, I'm just real. And understand that. So follow me on Facebook. Follow me on all the different things out there. You'll see John Boy's out there for real. And just like I'm being real with you on this presentation here with the hemp plant. You understand me? Which has been around for days. It's good up here in Colorado. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, it's really good up in here. And prices is fair. And if you're traveling, you got a little change, you want to stop in one of the dispensaries, just remember if you get a rental car, whatever, you got a minute, you know what I mean? You want to jet by a dispensary, you don't know which one because there's so many, because in Colorado, you know what I mean, since it's legal, since you hit the border, no matter how you come in or where you come in to the state, you know, it's like Las Vegas or Nevada. Everywhere you go, even the small towns, going to be like Vegas, going to have a casino. Gonna have some kind of casino, some type of gambling apparatus, you know what I mean? Well, the same thing is true here in Colorado. No matter what city, sometimes, you know what I mean, they all trying to get that money, get that dollar, you understand me? So, you know, some of them don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? They're already exclusive. They don't want too much motherfuckers in their town, so they ain't got nothing for you to work with. So, you know, but a lot of them do have them dispensaries. They wise about the game. You understand me? Understand that. You know what I mean? There's people out there that's smoking any motherfucking way, but some of them want to keep it secret. You know, want to keep it exclusive. But up in here, ain't nothing exclusive. This is all real up in here. We letting brothers know. If you're traveling, and I will tell you this here on this tip, I'm going to say this over and over again. Don't play yourself over a funky-ass pen. You know, you can get pens with the weed in it. And lots of folks is taking them on the airplanes and stuff like that there. Don't play yourself like that. I don't care how legal the weed is. Oh, I'm coming from Oregon. Oh, I'm coming from Washington. Oh, I'm coming from California. You know what I mean? Traveling to another state like Colorado where it's legal. So I can have that on my flight, you know, or in my suitcase. No, you can't. That's bullshit. You don't ever want to play yourself like that, man. You want to end up in the federal joint, you know what I mean, hitting on, beating on the walls and on the doors as well. Let me out of here. Let me out of here. No, don't play yourself like that. I'm going to tell you that right now. Weed is not legal, especially by the feds. So don't play yourself. And the feds govern the airlines and the trains and all that. Department of Transportation, no. Listen, do not play yourself. Don't take no pens on your flights, okay? No matter how it looks or how it might not look, okay? Feds, you're going to get caught. And carrying weed across the state lines, that's not something you want to deal with, okay? So I suggest if you're traveling, different things like this here, I'm not advocating that. All I'm simply letting you know is that weed is good up here in Colorado, okay? And how you work it and how you do it, that's on you, you know what I mean? But I'm just trying to tell you, for years, bud has been a way of life that I have smoked it, loved it, have had it, and kept it, you know, undercover, and did what I had to do, you know what I mean, amongst the haters and the soothsayers of life, you know what I mean? I've done what I've had to do. And as I was taught, man, look, it is what it is. And best thing I want to let you know, there's nothing better when you're getting it like I'm talking about at this very moment. So let me go ahead on, you know me, before we sign off here. I done made it, like I said, to my 30th minute. And I'm trying to keep it real. And I'm hitting this bud at the same time. You understand me, dick? Always think about Snoop Dogg. All them top stars out there. You know what I mean? All them out there. Common denominator brothers that's real with this here. You know what I mean? And they come like this here. And they tell the world that this bud, common denominator, is good. You understand me? It's very, very, very swell. And with that there, y'all have a great day. And I'll see you when you come to Colorado. Some people call it and refer to it as the other DC. All right? I'll see you then when you come to Denver, Colorado. Have a great one. Weed is good up in here. Special Ops is what I'm smoking today. And I'm telling you, I have reviewed this one and others in previous presentation. If you follow me, I've given you clues. And I'm just repeating the common denominator. You like to get high, get high, get high. That's what I'm talking about. It's good up in here. If you like to get high, get high, get high. This is real bud up in here. And I'm just telling you what's real. I don't want to send you on no fake ass tip. Okay? We ain't selling $3 bills up in here. Still got George on them. Anyway, I'm going to sign off right here and go ahead and publish this one. And hopefully y'all following it, because I'm telling you it's real. Remember, medicine man is good. Very, very good. And man, let me tell you, it's so good. The only thing different between that and sex is that though, sex is good. And you can't get around that though. And when you got it right, you got it right that though. But as soon as you roll it over, what you want? Let me hit that pipe. And I ain't talking about that motherfucking crack pipe. I'm talking about that medicinal. You understand me? That medicinal. Or that recreational. Whatever you call it. Whatever you smoking in your pipe. Let it be weed. Let it be bud. Let it be hash. Let it be hash oil. Let it be something good. Hopefully not tobacco. I do not advocate tobacco. Now there's all them people out there smoking them, whatever they call it, wigwas or whoop-wahs or wifis or whoop-hahs. And they smoking like a motherfucking train, you know what I mean, headed north or headed south. You know what I mean? Just running a little late. Beep, beep, choo-hoo. You know what I mean, motherfucker? You know what I mean? Smoking like a motherfucking train. I'm like, what, nigga, what you smoking? Shit. And they call it whatever they call it. Whoop-toos and whatever they said it is. Listen, if it ain't weed, tukas or hookahs or whatever, what you want to call that shit. If it ain't weed, okay? And I'm trying to tell you, that's what the weed feed is about. Did it ain't right. Okay? And that's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Up in here, we smoking good. We go in the dispensary just like we go to Walmart. Okay? You got to have your ID and your credentials got to match who you are. You can't give somebody an ID and it's a white person and you're black. It's simply not going to work. You can't give somebody an ID if it's not dated properly, updated, okay? If it's outdated, it's invalid. It's not ID. You're fortunate to be even driving. If you got that type of credentials, don't waste your time. You won't even get into the doors of the dispensaries. So I'm trying to tell you, you know, they don't shake you down, but when you go in there, there is a request for identity. Okay? Because some people are medicinal and some people are recreational. They have two different sides. Okay? And there's the line is full, is mostly people that go in there recreationals. If you're going in there, you got to have your credentials right. If you're going in there medicinally, then it's got to be with the state of Colorado. It can't be with the state of Washington. It can't be with the state of Oregon, the state of California, or D.C., or whatever other state that you may be approved, because they haven't got that great with it yet. And remember, you know, it's not all the way, you know, so it just depends. Every city, every state has different policies and procedures. You know how that go. So be prepared with your ID, your credentials, because they're going to ask you for ID, and you got to have that there. And they want you to have, you know, a good, authentic ID. And they have a system, especially here in Colorado, where they have that electronic code, or that electronic thing in a driver's license, like they have. Most states have that, so they could check it, swipe it, make sure it's authentic. So don't play no game with your ID, because all that has to be real. So like I said, this is another John Wayne thing, hollering out there with you with the weed thing, letting you know that it's good up in here. And I mean, it's really good up in here. And we just want to share that with you. And when one way that you can test that out when you come up in here is there's all kinds of dispensaries as soon as you come into the state. But, if, you know, if you have patience, come to Denver, Aurora area, and you'll see that they have a dispensary. It's called Medicine Man. The first store I know of is on 4750 Nome, and that's North Denver. You get basically off on Peoria exit, go north to 47th, go back west to Nome, and you'll see it. It's pretty easy driving. Just put in your GPS, and there it is. And like I said, make sure you have your credentials right, and you know, be prepared for culture shock. If you've never been in a dispensary, you'll actually see weed displayed right in the cabinets, just like you would see if you went to the mall. You know, you see all the different things at Macy's, you know, the different stores have on display. Well, the weed or the dispensary is basically going to have everything that you can smoke or ingest in what kind of way, or orally take it. They got different things. If you like edibles, they got all that. You know, tinctures, different things that you, CBD, different things you may need medicinally. You know, weed that, indica, if you like sleep, sativa brands and options if you like to kind of stay on the up. So, like I said, man, this is real up in here. We just take time to let you know, medicinemandenver.com. Put that in your Google or your, you know, in your computer, medicinemandenver.com. You know, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter. You know, I'm telling you, man, they're out there. You know, this is one of the top brands, whether you go to Denver, Aurora, 1901, South Havana is the one in South Denver, 4750 Nome Street is the one in North Denver, and then they got a new store in Thornton. And so, man, you know, this one here is popping. And like I say, I'm just letting you know, just being one of them kind of brothers, you know what I mean, from one brother to another, you know what I mean, just letting you know, it's real up in here. It's very real up in here, and it's legal. So you can't do it. You can't do it sometimes without knowing what you need to know. So I'm just giving you what you need to know So when you're on the road, you know what I mean, you ain't had to be slipping. This is real. You can only get a maximum of 1 ounce on the recreational side. And on the medicinal side, you can get a maximum of 2 ounces. So keep that in mind. Also, there's limitations. So, you know, you can only get a maximum of 1 ounce on the recreational. That's per dispensary on one day. And no, I think you can have 2 visits to each dispensary. So keep that in mind. You can only get a maximum of 1 ounce per person. On the recreational side, a maximum of 2 ounces on the medicinal side. So keep that in mind. And in your possession, you can only have up to, I believe, 2 ounces, I believe it is. 1 ounce recreationally. And then if you got medical papers, you can have up to 2 ounces. So keep that in mind also. So, you know, you want to be legal. So I think it's 1 ounce per person recreationally if you don't have a medical license. You know, so. But I don't find too much harassment up in here unless there's something you're trying to do. If there's pirates in the business, which there's a lot of that, people pretending to have a dispensary and may even be set up as a dispensary, but they're selling fake bud, they're creating or growing their own bud, but they're not totally recognized. They haven't legally did everything like they're supposed to through the state, but somehow or another they're existing as a dispensary. You know, so there's all kinds of things out there you got to be aware of. So that's why I say be careful when you come through the state of Colorado, just dropping in places, because every place does offer a dispensary. Not every place, but most places do offer a dispensary since it is legal here in Colorado. But, you know, just like any place that you go to, every brand, Walmart, every brand, ain't gonna always be what it appears to be. But I know by experience, if you do happen to come through the Denver Aurora area, that Medicine Man for 6 years has been the dispensary I've went to. Now, I've went to others. Don't get me wrong. I went to others. I've sampled others. I mean, that's what life's all about. You know, variety. And, you know, variety is the spice of life. So, you know, I've tried it. I've been out there. I love it. I did it. You know, I dabbled, you know, and a little bit of everything. Dibble dabbed, you know what I mean? Dabby, dabby, dab. You know, I did all that there. You know what I mean? But it all leads back to one thing, and that's what's real, what's natural. That's that simple plant that you, all you got to see, it's just simple a plant. Like Cat Williams said, all you simply got to do is just put a little fire to it. Not like the shit that you smoke, crack, you know, the rock and all that. This is the natural shit. It comes way back in the day, covered wagon day. And it was living in the teepee. And it was smoking the peace pipe right out there on the campfire. You understand me? This is still real today. But it's authentic. And it's real up in here, Colorado. I'm talking about Denver, D.C., okay? So just put that up there in your Google, you understand me, dig? Check that out there, you understand me, dig? Like I said, Medicine Man, you know? And I say Medicine Man, Denver, you know, Medicine Man, Denver. You know, put that in your Google. Medicine Man, not Medicine Men, Medicine Man, M-A-N, Denver.com. That's what I'm talking about, you know what I mean? So I don't just, you know, run off at the mouth. I do like talking, but I am real. and I'm sharing something with you that's real. So if you're traveling, like I said, east, west, north, or south, and you happen to discover or run up on your vehicle, puts you in Denver, Aurora, remember, what did he say? Which dispensary? The medicine. The medicine man. And look that up in, put it, save it on your favorites. So when you're in this area, it should automatically come up. Medicine Man Denver. And I would go, I would invite you to go to the original one, which is at 4750 Nome. If you're going to be in the area for a while, you get a hotel or something like that there. Depends on what part of the city your family in or wherever you're going to be. Then I would remember they got one on Havana, and it's pretty much recreational. And then they got all of them are recreational. And then they got a new one in Thornton. So no matter where you live or no matter where your travels are, you're going to be able to get a dispensary that's going to be able to get you CBD, sativa, indica, whatever edibles you may like. And remember with edibles, and you may already know this, I'm probably just kind of just reiterating something. Always be careful. Edibles are where you can buy like candy, soda, you know, flavored soda, you know, or like sodas, you know, drinks. You can buy different things that is, you know, pretty much soaked in marijuana or got marijuana in them. Well, be careful of, you know, these kind of things, especially if you are not the kind of person that have ever taken edibles before. And even if you're the kind of person that experienced and you even have smoked weed for a long time, be careful of edibles. And I would caution you on this, because once you put something in your body, it's not something that can a lot of times be taken out except, you know, medicinally, medically, you know. So be careful, especially when it comes to edibles, because I will share an experience with you. I'm an experienced person, as I share with you. And I apologize for yawning or you hear smacking or whatever. I'm not on here trying to, you know, impress nobody from a voice over kind of way. I'm just on here being real. I apologize for any background noise or anything like that, because I got my fans on, you know what I mean, keeping the brother cool, you understand me, you dig, while I'm talking here, you know what I mean. And but yeah, you know how it is. But anyway, like I say, main thing I'm trying to do is get across to you, the bud up in here is common denominator, very, very excellent. And what I'm smoking right now in the background here is Special Ops. Yeah. Yes. Special Ops number 2. And I'm telling you, that and the rocket fuel, I had some very pleasant experience, extraordinary experience. I've had some others, and there's some others out there. What I would invite you to do is Google medicineman.com or Medicine Man Denver, medicinemandenver.com. All right, now, I've stretched it out, because why? I'm being real. Shit, I'm sitting up in here, you know what I mean, fat. You know what I mean, fat like a motherfucker. You know what I mean, dead. Smoking good up in the neighborhood. At some point, I hope to put some video with this, because I think that, you know, putting some video with it, so, you know, nigga can see. And there's some other shows out there, don't get me wrong, because I've seen some shows out there. You know, some shows, there's a few shows out there that I know for a fact that is showing, you know, they're smoking the weed and she, you know, is showing you and telling you, you know, what it is or saying what it is, and she's smoking it and, you know, got different things going on in the background, stuff like that there. So, yeah, you know, there's all them kind of shows out there, you know, they're out there cute and everything, you know, heavy day, smoking and everything, but, you know, that's good. But I'm trying to tell you where it's at, where I know it's good at, okay? And I ain't, like I said, putting in no shout-out for for nobody, and I ain't trying to do no advertising for nobody. I ain't trying to be commercial. I'm just being real with mine. And I think that's where a lot of broadcast is, you know, some people call it fake news or whatever they want to call it. But I call it, you know, straight from the heart, straight, you know, from the hood. You know what I mean? Straight from me to you. You know what I mean? Straight from the heart. You know, and that's the only way I can give it, man. You know, somebody seen a dude on the street, you know what I mean? A lot of times, if I got a dollar, you know what I mean? I try to give a dude a dollar. But I don't keep on giving to every Negro or every person I see with the handout, because you know what? I learned in life, you know what I mean? You can make a bad hustle out of a person by donating. But sometimes, you know, ain't nothing wrong with being charitable. But just like that's what I'm doing right now. I'm being charitable. I'm letting the brother know, whether you're white, black, yellow, brown, rich, poor, or in between. You know what I mean? Up in here, the weed is good. You know, and the common denominator is, you know, it's good. That's all I can tell you. And I hope, you know what I mean, the sound of my fan is not taken away from you being able to hear me, because I'm talking on my iPhone, not through my microphone, you know what I mean? So I don't have no particular setup. I'm just talking to you on my iPhone, and it's real, you know, plain real, common denominator real, you know what I mean? And whatever you have in the numerator, that's all on you. But let me hit this bud for you one more time, you know what I mean? I done went up to a 50-minute mark. And, you know what I mean, I started, you know, saying 20 minutes ago. So hold on one moment here. Let me hit this bud up in here. Yep. Yep. Man, I'm telling you. Like I say, it's really good up in here. And this is the special ops. So that's my review today. It's special ops, rocket fuel. Still got a motherfucker taking off to the moon. You know what I mean? And I'm floating up here in this galaxy. And it feels good. And so I hope y'all having a good one out there at the same time. All right, I'm at 52 minutes and I'm out. John Wayne thing. Weed feed. Feed me. Bathe me. Give me everything life has to offer me. And I tell you, I still would want that wacky tobacco. And I ain't talking about cigarettes, because I don't advocate smoking cigarettes, any kind of tobacco. I'm talking about that marijuana. Yes, that marijuana, however you call it, bush, you know, however you, whatever your name, whatever your part of your country or the world, you're not whole in the world, whatever that may be, you know, let it be, you know, for real, and let it be pleasant, and let it be peace. Holla at you. John Wayne up out of here. Y'all enjoy. And like I said, when you come up here, Colorado, man, it's authentic. Very authentic. Not commercial. All right, then. Y'all have any feedback, don't hesitate to let me know. Like I said, I don't have no agenda. I'm not a broadcast specialist. I'm not one of those folks out here. I got a podcast or anything like that there. I just happen to get this platform, and I'm really grateful to the folks that give me this platform, because I didn't know anything about it till my son-in-law had made me aware that there was a platform like this. So all I'm trying to do is basically be for real with folks that travel, I know, that go to and fro, that do love weed, and you know, they like to know where to go. And now, you know, nowadays you ain't got to depend upon knowing no particular person who's just serving you some old bullshit. You know what I mean? The dispensaries are authentic, you know. And there might be a few people out here, and especially in those states that don't have the legal. And legal, so they may have to travel to go get it. And so, like I said, be aware that the maximum that you can get is 1 ounce per person. And I think you can go to the dispensary a maximum of twice per day. And so medicinally, if you have a medical, and this would be basically speaking to people who already know here in the Colorado area, you can have a maximum of 2 ounces. And that's even on your person. So, and you never want to have weed in your car. So if you get stopped, even if it's legal, and you got your car like Cheech and Chong, and the police pull you over, be prepared to go to motherfucking jail, because that is a violation. And you may not go to jail, but depending on how much shit you got in your car and what you got on you, because right now, there you give an invitation, you know what I mean, to search your car and all that shit. You know what I mean? So ain't no sense in putting yourself in that position, because you ain't supposed to be smoking in your car. And you ain't supposed to have no weed in your car. And you're supposed to have the weed in your trunk, in the bag, ziplocked. And it's not supposed to be open. That's the reason why they got the Ziploc on it. It's not supposed to be open until you get home. And when you get home, you can't be all out on your car in the middle of the street, like on top of your car, smoking a blunt, you know what I mean? All your friends over, motherfuckers just passing a pipe, you know what I mean? Just sitting out in the middle of the street. No. The maximum that you can smoke it is on your balcony, on your in your yard. In other words, in your yard, if you need to be outside with it. But the best place is inside, because privacy is, you know, heavenly. And so enjoy. And I'm being very sociable and let you know about something real private, but that something's very real. And it's becoming more and more legal in most of the states in the United States have an application, if nothing, for to have it medically. Do your history check. Do a thorough check on where medical marijuana is being requested legally, you'll see that you know, this is an industry that is wide open, and I'm hoping to see more minorities. I don't know of yet of any minorities who have gotten into the business, but I know it's amazing how something can be legal one day, I mean illegal one day, and now it's legal, and the people who invested in it are still the majority and not the minority. But again, you know, we still smoking good up in here, and we ain't getting political with it, but we just trying to keep you real and tell you, you know what I mean, that we're in a state of attention, but we smoking good, and the weed is good. And like I said, check out MedicineManDenver.com. Medicine Man. I'm up out of here, man. All right? Y'all have a good one.